We'll now continue with lesson number 12, and in the process, we will finish the third perek of Shavuos. So we're learning the last two Mishnayos, 10 and 11, of Perek Gimel of the third perek. Shavuos Bitui, when it comes to this first category of Shavuos which we are studying, a Shavua I will eat, I won't eat, etc. Noheges bo anoshim uvanoshim. Does make a difference whether a woman swears, whether a man swears. Women are also bound by the laws of Shavuos Bitui. Baruchokim uvakrovim. Doesn't make a difference whether we're speaking about Baruchokim, people who are not related to me, they're distant from me from a family perspective, or Krovim, they're my sister, brother, cousin, etc. In other words, if I make a Shavua that I will give a present to so-and-so, it doesn't make a difference if so-and-so is someone who's not related to me at all, or if so-and-so is my mother or brother. But k'sheirim uv'psulim, it doesn't make a difference whether the person I make an oath to give a present to is a tzaddik and sitting in yeshiva and learning all day and doing everything right, or whether he's a thief. A thief doesn't make a difference. If I make a shvu, I'm going to give a banana to a thief, I got to give a banana to the thief. Bifnei Beis Din or Shlo Bifnei Beis Din. When you take this oath, you're bound by it, whether you took the oath in front of the court or not in front of the court. Mipi Atzmo. You're obligated to keep the Shvua which you made yourself, not a Shvua which others made you make, forced you to make, unless you say Amen, as we will see in the next Mishnah. For Shvuas Bitoi, Vachayov Nalzdona Makos, intentional violation of your oath, gets you makos, val shigoso korban ola v'yored. If you unintentionally violate the oath, you have to bring the korban ola v'yored, which is described again in Vayikra, Perikei, Chumash Vayikra, Parshas Vayikra. Now, that was the first category of shvuas we learned about, shvuas bitui. The second category we learned about was shvuas shav. Shvuas Shav also is no heges ba anoshim ba anoshim. If a woman swears that that this stone is really gold, she's chayeves. Baruchokim uvakrovim. It doesn't make a difference if I make a shvuah. Well, that man over there is really a woman. That's a shvuas shav. Whether that man is related to me or a woman is not related to me, doesn't matter. But k'sherim apsul doesn't make a difference whether that person that I'm swearing about is kosher for Eidus or apostle of Eidus. He's a ganef. Doesn't matter. If nebezish love of nebeznum b'yasmo, the same laws. Shavuos Shav, the laws apply to an oath made before Bezin, not before Bezin. As long as you made the oath, that man is a woman, that stone is gold, you're guilty of Shavuos Shav. I saw a flying camel, that's Shavuos Shav. V'chayov nalzdona makos, if you intentionally utter this shvua, you're chayov malkos. Al shigagosa, unintentionally, potter. There is no korban ola v'yored for, or any korban, for a shvua shov. Achazo v'achazo, both for shvuas bitui and for shvuas shov. Hamushpa mipi acherim, if someone is made to swear, or swears, or consents, as we will see, consents to an oath which is forced upon him or put upon him by another person, chayev, he is obligated. How does that work? Ketzad, oma. If I say, not a shvua, I just say in conversation, no, it's already 2 o'clock in the afternoon, I didn't eat all day. Or, ooh, it's already 2 o'clock in the afternoon and I didn't put on tefillin yet. And you say to me, I don't believe you. Mashbiacha ani. I want you to swear you didn't eat all day. I want you to swear that you haven't put on tefillin yet. V'yomar. And if I say, oh, you want me to swear? Amen. I swear. Chayav. Then I'm obligated. That shvua is an effective shvua. Because anytime you say amen after a shvua which another person utters for you, then you're chayev for that shvua. So if you take ate breakfast this morning and you take did tefillin to put on tefillin, these would be a Shavuot Shav, and you'd be Chayev. And so we have finished the third perek, and with it we have finished lesson number 12.